100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How's everyone going for your Thursday?
I'm so good. I'm flying. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's good. Stephen's dancing around with his shoulders.
I love this.
What's happening?
Oh, I feel like the dance speaks for itself.
Does it? Considering this is an audio medium.
I'd say it doesn't.
Feeling good.
Yeah, well, look, short week, which is brilliant. What did you guys get up to yesterday? Anything exciting?
Oh. So much lawn chat to be had.
Lawn chat?
Yeah, everyone's mowing their lawns at the moment. I'll talk about it later, but I've found an interesting hack.
That's called a hook.
I look forward to that.
Stick around for later in the show.
You like lawn chat?
I went yesterday to Gregson Park. I taught Scott the Chippy Frappel how to kick an AFL ball.
No.
Sharon.
Really?
Which is very interesting.
How different is it to kicking an NRL ball?
You know what?
As someone who's never kicked either.
Well, you know what? I've never kicked an NRL ball. So.
Oh, do you guys do a little, like, you know, cross-cultural training or something?
No, you just want to kick a footy around. No worries. That sounds good. Round one's this weekend for the Cardiff Hawks. Any practice I can get in is good.
Yeah. Oh, bless. And how did Chippy go?
Yeah, pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a first-timer,
yeah,
fairly impressive.
You think you're getting selected for this game?
I have no idea. No, look, you know what? Cardiff Hawks are in a beautiful position at the moment where we've got so many numbers.
They don't need you.
And I have not been training as much as perhaps I should. So if I don't get selected, I think that'll be fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So you might see Stephen playing this weekend. If you got your tickets, it's not a guarantee.
From a guarantee.
All right, just keep that in mind. And if you're thinking of buying, like if you wanted to see Stephen, maybe wait for another week.
Now, what did you get up to yesterday, Kramer?
So how's this? Helping my neighbour unload something yesterday and suddenly slithering across our path. Ooh, what's that?
Don't tell me it's another snake.
No, it was a pair of legless lizards, which are mini snakes, who were mating. They're in the mating ball.
Oh.
So it was like writhing around. Yeah. Oh. We're carrying this heavy thing. We're like, oh,
what
almost
a treat.
Dropped it. Yeah. Pretty cool, though. That's just nature happening, isn't it?
God, stop that at the source. That's what I'd say.
Don't allow that.
Too scary.
Too scary for Stephen's little eyes.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So last night, my wife Emmy and I decided, let's go on a little date night.
Ooh, cute.
You know, sometimes you just think, you got to be a bit spontaneous.
Neither of them could be bothered cooking, is my guess. Primo's labelled this as a big romantic gesture. He's looking in the fridge and going, oh, bugger that.
So what did you do? Drive through at Macca's or KFC?
Well, while those options were enticing, decided to go for a little sushi train and bubble tea situation.
Ooh, I like that.
Which was a fun combination.
What sushi train did you go to?
Katara Rooftop.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
It was so nice. And I love it when they bring out the little, like, a flame torch and flame and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What sushi train are you going to?
Yeah.
You never seen that? You get, oh, like
Didn't
a
little. Burn the fish?
No, it just gives it a little toasting, you know?
Always when I've gone to a sushi train, green plate or lower. No, you know, nothing further up the rainbow than that because they start getting a bit too dear.
two colours only, green and yellow.
That's it. Nothing. Yeah, no other colours than that.
Like a less successful Wiz Khalifa song, black and yellow. green and yellow only, which, to be fair, are the Australian colours.
Well,
so, you know.
Patriotic.
That is one way to sell it. That's how you can sell it to your girlfriend. We only do the Australian colours. Come on.
The bill just starts adding up, doesn't it?
Oh, it's very
Before
sneaky
you know
like
it,
that.
You're like, oh, my God, how am I paying this much?
Just for tiny little plate. You think, oh, it's just one more tiny little plate.
Did you enjoy it, though?
Oh, it was great. Yeah,
oh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm
very
glad you...
romantic.
Yeah, you got the romance back a little bit, which is lovely. Baby Creva on the way.
Well,
take these opportunities.
Right.
While they're there. And also, rest of the week raining. So it's not, you know, you can go for a little walk in the evening and stuff. It was good.
Beautiful.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie, so Port Stephens, they're trying to shake up the housing market, is it? What's happening?
Yeah, so Port Stephens Council has endorsed the exhibition of their new local housing strategy.
All right, what does that mean in layman's terms?
What that means is they've come up with a new housing strategy at the end of last year. They're looking at addressing the housing crisis, increasing housing diversity, housing affordability and supply in the area. Mm-hmm. So the New South Wales government has predicted another 20,000 residents in Port Stephens in 20 years.
Wow, okay.
So that's also one of the things that they're looking at to address with the new draft housing, and they're calling for the Port Stephens public or Newcastle public to come and give their feedback until the end of this month.
Well, I reckon as well, like, just part of our feedback just around the team, though, Nelson Bay, Salamander Bay, all that type of area, that's where a lot of people go to retire as well. So there is probably an influx of people wanting to move up there, but also to, I guess, retire there as well. So that's definitely needed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without knowing 100%, it feels like, well, they've said 20,000 people over the next 20 years.
I reckon there'll be more.
It feels like the normal rate of population growth in an area like that anyway.
Yeah, well, they always need more housing up there.
Yeah, because obviously, that's if you're retiring or whatever, you're moving up there, you've probably got a few dollars to buy. But if you live in that area and you're a young person, that then makes it harder because, you know, there's not really many options because all the retirees are beating you to all of, you know, the good places.
Yeah.
Not many places for rent as well.
Also, and on that, like, it's such a beautiful place up there being on the water and, you know, Mount Tamaree, Shell Bay area and stuff like that. Not a lot of room. So I don't know where this housing is going to go.
That's a good question.
Build up.
Yeah, that's it.
Build up.
Build out. Yeah. Build up.
Apartment blocks. There you go, next to Tomaree Mountain. Okay, moving on though. A severe weather warning is in place, Jackie.
Yes, so you might have heard there's been a lot of talk about the severe weather coming over the weekend.
Rain! Yes,
Ari's excited. So the Bureau of Meteorology has warned, like, local river rises ahead of the big dumping of rain. We've got flash flooding, hazardous surf, thunderstorms and damaging winds are all expected, as well as 100 to 200 millimetres of rain.
Jeez, that is a lot.
My input, Wallsend and Jesmond, going to go under. 100%. They always get flooded in there.
Oh, that isn't... Is that what you're guaranteeing, is it, Ari?
I don't know. Might
well, the other one, which is always, you always see, and I might start trying to hire the canoes for this time around, is King Street becomes like the canals of Venice. becomes like, you can't, honestly, you can't, like, at the front of the King Street Hotel, it is just full underwater. All those cars are submerged, basically.
Yeah, you, at the Hamilton Chateau where you live, Stephen, how many boats do you have there? Could you hire some out?
No boats.
No boats.
And that's the last I'll, you know, face of these kind of questions. Thank you very much.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Let's keep that la-di-da theme going. Have we got some la-di-da music, perhaps, Grebo?
Yeah, how about this one? Is this fancy enough for you? Is it going to... Oh, the computer is...
It's absolutely done us in. Oh, well, we don't need it anyway. What I want to say is that I guess one of Australia's favourite department stores has tried to label itself as a bit more bougie.
Which one?
Uh-huh.
Now, this isn't the first time that we've seen this in the Australian market. The one that comes to mind instantly for me was, do you guys remember Gok Wan's Target Tarjay ads?
Yes, I love those.
Oh, they had me in a chokehold. Every time I went past a Target for, I reckon, about 5 years, I was like, Tarjay.
The marketing has won you over.
Yes. Not to be outdone, though, Big W has tried to, I guess, come into the field as well of the bougie department stores.
Oh, Big W.
Now selling, how's this, Gucci products.
Like, real Gucci or knockoff Gucci?
Yeah, genuine Gucci products.
I don't think they're a bit... It's not a Bali street store.
Hang on, though. Hang on. If you're selling Gucci at Big W, Big W is, like, famous for its, like, sales and, like, actually...
Low prices.
Yeah, now, guaranteed.
Before you rush yourself to, like, Charlestown or, I don't know, Green Hills, Raymond... Whatever your local Big W is.
Yeah.
These are being sold online only. Now, there's, like, half a dozen items, including some perfumes, and the real hot commodity... are these leather wallets.
Ooh.
The Gucci wallet. That is famous.
So they've got the Gucci Women's Interlocking GG Leather Small Wallet in red. And they've got the Gucci Women's Bifold Interlocking GG Leather Long Wallet in black.
Oh, I would have both of those, thank you.
For $795 and $950 respectively.
Oh.
That sounds expensive for Big W. I don't think I've ever spent more than like $50 in a Big W anything.
So interesting. From gauging your guys' reaction, in a similar position to me, I'm so far from across the fashion world. Like, I do not have a finger on that pulse.
Yeah.
But these are sold out. And sold out so quick. People praising the price of them.
So it must be like double normally or something.
I don't know. I guess like while it is expensive for Big W, it is cheap for Gucci, or relatively cheap for Gucci.
I wouldn't have thought so. I thought that'd be like,
googling
more, right?
Gucci interlocking wallet now. Right, to see how much one is normally.
Quick live Google.
Yeah, okay. The chain wallet, which I guess is it, is here's one for $2,600. Here's another one. Oh, a bargain here. The black, that was one you mentioned, wasn't
it?
Yeah, the long wallet.
Yeah,
up to 41% off is $1,600.
Okay.
So $750 or whatever it is a bargain.
Hang on, though. That's really interesting, because why would they be marked down so far, though? There must be something half fake about it, surely.
No, well, it's got to do with... So, reading into it, it sounds like on the online component of Big W stores, they allow trusted partners and retailers to sell their products on the Big W store. And then Big W obviously get a bit of a cut of that, but it's not their product. They're not actually involved in it.
They don't own it.
It's almost like Big W have put up their own Facebook marketplace or Gumtree. Well, essentially, right?
I'm sure Gucci would love to be associated with Gumtree. Oh, well, there you go. Check them out if you want a bargain wallet for only $750. Stephen recommended.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So on the show, we've established that having a good-looking lawn and a healthy-looking lawn is quite satisfying, right?
Yeah. This comes after Mow on the Go yesterday,
Cremo, which is
the game you discovered. It was basically a mower simulator.
Right.
Lawn mowing on a game. Ridiculous.
Well, how's this for timing? I was over at my partner Mitch's house yesterday afternoon. He's like, oh, I've got to mow the lawn. You know, it's getting a bit long, whatever. Came back inside and he goes, gosh, there's just so many dead patches in the lawn. I'm like, oh, well, what's going on? He goes, it's all the bugs. You know, they've gotten in. They're killing the grass. I'm like, right, let's do a bit of an experiment here. So after a bit of a long chat, we've discovered the new way to kill off the bugs in your lawn. Use hot sauce.
What?
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, well, we don't have any killer stuff like poison or anything. Why don't we just get hot sauce? That'll burn the little critters to bits. So, yeah, that's going to be the great experiment tomorrow.
Wait, did you just come up with this idea?
Well, I did, and then I Googled it. Apparently, you can use, like, spice and stuff to ward the bugs off.
So when you say that you've discovered the new way to get rid of bugs...
I've come up with it, but then I've Googled it. Other people have done it. It works.
Unproven.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to prove it, though.
Well, I look forward to this experimental process.
Yeah, what chili sauce did you use?
Sriracha?
Well, that's the thing. It's whatever I have in the cupboard. So I'm going to use either Tabasco sauce or Sriracha and see what happens. I'm just going to dump it in the lawn where the patches are.
You need to get like a control group as well. Yeah. You need to go buy some some typical ant killer or whatever.
No, I'm just going to risk it to get the biscuit. I'm going to be
true science. Happening before our eyes.
This is extraordinary.
True science.
Who needs the CSIRO when you've got Ari and Cameron Park?
I think we're paying them too much.
Yeah, that's right. Honest.
We're in the midst of the presidential election over in the States at the moment.
Yeah.
I think it's scheduled for October or November.
Possibly.
Maybe it's later this
coming
year
soon.
Anyway. Yeah, coming very shortly. Which means that, of course, the candidates are doing their bits and bobs, flying for the ribbon cuttings. You know, they've got their big novelty scissors and their high-vis out. And
their campaign trail.
Yeah, exactly.
New Italian-ing it around the whole country, right?
Around the States.
Yeah.
Which is a big area for them to travel. So the president gets to fly aboard Air Force One, which is the private plane, which is reserved, of course, only for the president and, like, trusted, I guess, you know, party members and companions and stuff like that.
Such a flex, isn't it? It's like, oh, how are you getting there? Air Force One, baby. How cool is that?
Yeah. Got not many servants. People get to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe Biden, Taylor Swift. The two are really, you know, contributing to to emissions from planes, is what I'd say.
Oh, it's all right. Global warming isn't real, so it doesn't matter.
Man, your word's not mine. But I guess because of all the campaign trail that they've been doing and all the big ribbon cutting, Joe Biden has been trying to get out and about and show his face, but he needs journos there to write about it and take photos and, you know.
Of course. How else are people going to know?
Famously, if a politician cuts a ribbon in the woods, does anyone see it? You
know, you need does it really get cut?
You need journos there. But these journos have been sent a memo to stop nicking stuff from the plane. So apparently, the journalists who have been travelling with Joe Biden have been taking stuff like pillowcases, glasses, gold-rimmed plates even, all of which have the Air Force One logo on it. Presumably, they're taking it as a souvenir.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Souveniring these things away, you know, so that you can prove you've been on Air Force One.
Do you reckon they're selling the stuff, though? They get probably a pretty penny for it.
I wonder if there's a market. I guess there are people.
Of course there is.
I guess there are, like, presidential, like, nerds, I guess, for lack of a better word, in the States, aren't there? People who collect that sort of memorabilia.
I'm on eBay right now. Let's see what we can find.
Gear of the Presidents R Us. There you go.
Because, like, for me, I think it wouldn't hold any value other than, you know, that of it being sentimental to you, that you're on the plane, that you know, on that journey.
What is there, like, luxury pillowcases? And, like, what you said, gold-rimmed plates?
They're not using them, but I don't reckon. Oh. I reckon they've got them on display somewhere.
They're in a case or something. Yeah. I can't find any stuff straight away. Maybe eBay doesn't allow it. They can be quite pernickety on those types of things.
Oh, marketplace it is then. We'll have a look later.
Yeah, but definitely people are, like, keeping it, like you said, in a case, or they're selling it. There'd be a huge market for it, no
interesting
doubt.
Well, Ari, you're the journo of the three of us, I suppose.
So what have you nicked from from different situations?
You don't want to know.
Would you be comfortable taking a pillow from the Air Force One, you reckon?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? I'd take more than that.
I guess the thing is, if you've,
good to know.
If you've used the pillow for the duration of the flight, you've had it, like, behind your head, they're not recycling it, are they? You reckon they're putting the pillowcases through the wash and reusing on the
Probably.
Air Force One?
Yeah, it's tight right now.
Yeah. I don't think for Biden it is.
No, it isn't. Yeah, that's right. Like I said, I think they would. Yeah, it'd be like a, what do you call it, a presidential laundry. Of course it would.
There you go.
Yeah, just throw it through the wash.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, well, Jono, stop nicking it.
That is the message.
New FM. De Novos.
Zoom and cars. I love a bit of car chat.
No, technical terms.
Yeah, scientific terms. You're only.
So, just to justify, one of our councils right here in the Hunter has actually thrown its hat in the ring once again to host a supercars event, at least the next one anyway. So we just had the Bathurst 500, like, a couple months ago, not even, 2 months ago, whatever it was. Apparently, there was a bit of a fans flop. It didn't get as many people there. That's what some news accounts are saying. So, basically,
was that the would have been the Newcastle 500?
It was a replacement, wasn't it?
Yeah,
normally that time of year. Isn't it early, like March or something like that?
Yeah.
That's it.
So obviously, Newcastle 500, no more. Okay.
Yeah,
there was a lot of devastation. Yeah. There's also a lot of happy people. Obviously, got a lot of mixed responses. Mm-hmm. But since then, Cessnock City Council has been trying to kind of capitalize on that, get their little mitts on it, and say, look, bring supercars up to the Hunter Valley and we'll host it instead.
Well, the term Wine Country 500 was bandied around, wasn't
Well,
it
still is at the moment. So this came out late last year that they wanted to nab this. Mm-hmm. This time, though, they're waiting to hear back from the state government to see if they can actually get funding for a track at Pocolbin. So they're making headway. They're trying to get the track built so they can host it really, really soon.
That would be big for that area, wouldn't it?
I reckon.
Do you reckon it would be?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, because they're already, I guess, geared up to do a lot of big events with all those concerts and stuff that they hold out
there. Yeah,
yeah. Correct.
Ferocious Date and the likes of that.
Yeah, so those. And once again, people would go out there, all the accommodation to be full that weekend, you know.
I guess the way I see it, is that it was so, the Newcastle 500 was so good for the economy of like the east end of Newey here.
Sure.
Because like you said, the accommodation and the cafes and all that, but it was accommodation of people from Cessnock coming to Newcastle.
Well, that's it.
The people from Cessnock, they're already there. They don't need to get accommodation.
No.
People from Newcastle aren't going to Cessnock.
I think there's also been quite a gap to fill out there in like kind of the Cessnock Hunter Valley area as well, since like the Speedway wrapped up there many years ago. So since there's been no racing up there for like, oh, I don't know, over 20, 30, 40 years, they need something up there, like a race car event of some kind.
Well, yeah.
I didn't even know they used to do Speedway there.
They did. My dad raced in it, actually. Just fun chat.
Really?
That little side note.
Did he win?
Yeah. Head and Greedy Speedway. Yeah. Oh, he was a troublemaker. But we're not talking about Dad right now. But
oh, we are. That's so cool.
That's the most interesting thing to happen here.
No, but I think we should definitely get a track built. I think Cessnock City Council are on something here.
Would he come out of retirement for like Cessnock 500? 100%.
Absolutely, he would.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Oh, let's make this happen.
If anything's got to make it happen, it's that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So last night had belated family dinner for my birthday celebrations at the Hamilton Chateau.
Oh, you already had one?
Yeah. No, I had like a obviously I was away camping during my actual birthday.
Yeah.
So this is the week after that, and it's the first night we've all had free. To like get together and have a bit of a family dinner.
Cute.
So you were treated to something special, no doubt.
Absolutely was. So
chicken nuggets.
No.
Hey, I love my family, to be fair.
No, Siobhan's uncle's rushed down to Singo's, got us some nice steaks.
Ooh.
Cooked them up on the barbecue. Mm. While he's done that, Siobhan's auntie's put on, you know, some crispy potatoes, had a salad. Oh, it was lovely. And they cracked open this bottle of wine, right? Ooh. Tempranillo, and we had to actually, it was like a proper cork. I had to get like a wine opener and everything. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I don't remember the last time I saw an actual corked bottle of wine. Yeah, I felt like that. I felt very flashy.
He worked.
Because most wines these days are like, they just twist top.
Yeah. Explaining the scene, you know, you're seated at the grand table at the chateau, the candles are lit.
Well, that's it. We need megaphones to yell to each other at such a, you know,
big
large
house.
Table.
Yeah.
Of course.
Wow.
See, I don't see the point in doing, like, the corked wine. Takes too long to get into it. People want, like, snappy, fast alcohol. Like, come on.
Well, that's why they've got the twists, I guess, these days. Yeah. It's been so long since I've seen actual corked wine.
Yeah, don't make me wait.
It is a pleasure, though, isn't it? And you hear that. Thunk, and then gluk, 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 gluk,
oh,
into
that's
the glass.
Very good. I like that sound
God. I think Creamo's had that a few times. He's experienced that a few times in his life.
No doubt.
Have you ever had a glass of wine before?
You know what? I might have.
Oh, you cheeky man. Anyway, it was very lovely. Enjoyed me steak dinner last night. What a treat.
Now, gyms, I guess some of them are doing a bit tough at the moment because of cost of living crisis.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people, they go, it's one of the things they go, I'll cut that early.
Yeah, I guess it could be first, high on the priority list to go, probably.
That's right. Cost of living, like you say, it's more of a luxury to have a gym membership, I feel, at the moment.
There, a lot of people feel that. Apparently memberships are down. So the fitness industry is calling on the federal government to offer a tax incentive. You can write off your gym membership on tax. This is what they want to happen. And this is what they're saying. It will get more people exercising.
No, it won't. It's getting more memberships. More unused memberships.
This is what they're saying. It will get more people exercising and it will help with the like preventable illnesses that are happening, you know, all the obesity and diabetes and that sort of
stuff.
So
I reckon it'll lessen the burden on the healthcare system.
That's the idea. This is what the gym association is saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, straight away, though, like off the bat, I'm thinking, actually, it's kind of good. I reckon it is a good idea. If it gets more people into the gyms and let's face it, a lot of people get a little, you know, tax incentive, little tax write-off.
Yep.
Happy days.
It's like a chain reaction, you know. You sign up for the gym, you know, if that's the thing. If it's okay if it's a mental health benefit, a physical health benefit, everyone's happy, everyone wins then if they get some money back as well. Like
that's right.
Winning on winning.
I think this is taking the mick a little bit.
Why?
You're having an absolute liberty, aren't you?
Why?
Where does it stop? I mean, so what, they've gone, oh, because you've got a little bit of exercise from here. We're going to write it off on tax for health benefits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So what about my, like, basketball? I play at Newcastle, you know, basketball stadium. Should that be tax deductible?
No, it's just the gyms, because that's everyone can go there regularly.
What about my registration for the Carter Hawks?
You're just being facetious now.
I think with sports clubs, it'd be different. If gyms, you know how gyms
you've got to take your health into your own hands.
Yeah, okay, but gyms have classes, you know, like yoga or body combat.
That's right,
or something.
So you can learn programs and how to get fitter. Actually, you know what? On reflection, I am for this. I think it is a great idea.
Yep.
Actually wouldn't mind starting a gym if this happens, because boy oh boy, there'll be a boom in memberships.
Yeah, an influx.
So I go out to the hallway here at the Sandgate Bunker, I go to the vending machine, and I decide that I want to buy a bottle of water instead of, you know, like a solo or something. Should that be tax deductible as well? Because I've decided to make the healthier decision.
No, it's not a gym.
It's better for the healthcare system. I'm lowering the burden on them. That's ridiculous.
I think you're taking it too far here. Mm. I think this is a good idea. I think gym memberships should be tax deductible.
Yeah, get a bit of cash back after your hard work.
I don't know. Like you said, the gym is a luxury. I think, and they're private businesses. I don't know. I actually do think this is wrong.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this. 4967-4105. Should gym memberships be tax deductible? What are your thoughts on this?
We'll head to Wickham. Pete, what are your thoughts on, I guess, gym memberships being tax deductible?
I think it's a good idea, man, because, to be honest, I think it helps you develop physically and mentally too, you know?
Okay. And are you in the fitness industry by any chance?
Yes, me and my missus, we go almost every week, brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
Fair enough.
Nice activity to have together.
Yeah, but all for it, see?
Yeah. 100% of course. Should we stop that? No, let's keep going, shall we? All right, who else have we got? We've got Shannon in Wall's End.
Morning.
Morning. What are your thoughts on this, Shannon?
I agree that it should be tax deductible. It's saving the government money in regards to healthcare. Like, you reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, overweight, by just going to the gym. Like, in turn, it's going to actually be, you know, saving the issues in regards to our health system in the end.
Well, you can't be wrong there. So, Shannon, are you a regular gym goer?
I'm actually on my way there right now.
There you go.
I think it's interesting to say that going to the gym prevents injuries, because I've done nothing but lower back injuries since attending.
You're doing it wrong, Stephen.
You reckon?
Yes.
I remember our producer, Scott Chippy Propel, once told me every single exercise is a lower back exercise if you do it wrong. That stuck with me since.
All right, let's wrap things up in Newcastle. Cardio, what do you think?
Honestly, I used to own a gym, so I know some of the bits and bats.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of people that actually get a deduction already through their healthcare, so it'll pretty much be double dipping if they get it through their tax system as well.
Oh,
I didn't think about that.
Greedy people. So are you against it?
I'm against it.
Okay.
Wow.
One on Team Steven.
Get rid of the healthcare system. I mean, obviously, the private health insurance having that deduction on there as well. One of them has to go.
There we go. We got one informed listener. One person is in the know, and they're against it.
Listen, I don't have health benefits, okay? So I would like a deduction.
Ari, listen to Stephen. He's a sore loser, is what that is. 66% of callers saying.
You're only as good as your last caller.
That's what they say, is it?
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, let's do this thing. This is our game for this morning. It's called Lowest to Lux. We give you three items, list them from the least expensive to the most. Simple as that.
Yeah, and prizes up for grabs today. 4967-4105, the magic number to call. We've got our Simbay vouchers at Rip It Golf in Broadmeadow.
For a group of four.
That's awesome. If you win this, you get it instantly. Plus, you're in the draw for a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, which is brilliant as well for the school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Yeah, in Newcastle. Morning, Steph. How's things?
Good morning. Things are really good this morning, thank you.
Oh, that's lovely to hear.
Positivity.
Fingers crossed we can continue the good vibes into giving you some freebies. You're going to play lowest to luck, so we'll give you three items. Got to list them from the least to the most expensive. Across it?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do this thing.
All right, Steph, here we go. First item for you this morning is the Yates 3-litre Zero Rapid 1-Hour Weed Killer from Bunnings at Boolaroo. Your second item is a signed Lionel Messi FIFA World Cup 2022 Argentina home shirt. And then your third one is the Maxwell and Williams set of six basics diamond entree plates from Maya at Charlestown.
Ooh.
All right, Steph. So just to recap quickly, you've got the 3-litre weed killer. You've got the signed Lionel Messi jersey from the FIFA World Cup. And then you've also got the diamond entree plates, a set of six from Maya's at Charlestown. So how would you like to start? Which one do you think's cheapest?
I think the weed killer is the cheapest.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it is 3 litres.
It's up against diamonds and a signed Messi shirt.
Diamonds.
Are they not made of diamonds or plates?
No, they're just plates.
Oh, well, they're just shaped like diamonds, aren't they?
With diamonds.
False advertising. All right, so we've got the weed killer as the lowest.
Yeah.
What are you following that with? Sorry, Steph.
I actually don't know. I reckon...
Have you heard of Messi before?
Yeah. I think we'll go Messi at the top and the plates in the middle.
Okay. So weed killer
first,
plates,
and yep.
then jersey.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Lock it in, Eddie. Let's do it.
Okay. So let's reveal the price of the weed killer, please, Ari.
That one will set you back $47 for the weed killer at Bunnings.
Okay,
I'm still pretty confident with that one.
Okay.
Okay, so how much do the diamond, non-diamond plates then
That's
cost?
What they're called, the set of six Maxwell and Williams. They're fine.
Are they shaped like diamonds?
No, they're
shaped plates. Sorry, okay. Anyway, continue.
Shush. Meyer at Charlestown, $59.70.
we're doing all right here then, aren't
Not
we?
Not too bad,
so
all right.
So good.
That means the signed Lionel Messi FIFA World Cup jersey, signed, it's going to set you back $1,195.
Oh,
you
yes!
got it, set it!
Yes. Oh, support crowd loving it as well.
We've got a cheer squad.
Yeah.
I love that.
Congratulations. You're off to Rip It Golf. You're in a draw as well for a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. Well done.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You've done yourself proud, Steph. You've done Newcastle proud. And you are our latest local winner.
UFM. The Novos.
With the start of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on telly.
Yay!
Obviously, Ari, you can hear by that, very excited about that. It got us thinking as a team, what reality TV shows would we best be suited for?
This is fun.
Now, I'm thinking what we can do is you don't nominate yourself for a TV show. Rather, your colleagues can nominate you for one.
Okay.
And then we can put the applications in behind the scenes and, I don't know, see what goes on from there.
See what happens.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
The first one I've got is my suggestion for you, Ari, is I think you should apply for Come Dine With Me.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure if that still runs, but
I've heard of it before.
From all accounts, do you know the concept of the show?
Not really.
Basically, a bunch of these amateur home cooks.
Yeah.
And you spend turns going to each other's house to be served a meal. It's kind of like My Kitchen Rules, but with like more amateur than that. Lower production value.
Oh my gosh.
So you just serve another like four people, five people, three course meal.
Okay.
They rate you on a scale of 1 to 10. And the person who gets the high score throughout the show wins the cash prize.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, from all accounts, you're quite a good cook.
I mean, we've had your Italian, like, cookie things that you brought in.
It's called kruschki, but thank you.
Yeah, they were very nice.
It was awesome.
So I think the cooking ability's there.
Okay.
And I think also you'd be quite brutal and honest in your assessment of other people's food, which would make for, like, entertaining and explosive TV.
Hopefully you'd be early in the I guess, series.
I think for you, sure. Cravo, I want to put you on Hoarders. I just think you own so much old rubbish, you know? Like, sumo wrestler ashtray. You don't even smoke. What are you doing buying that for? You know? All right, good. Put you on Hoarders. We can sort all that out.
All right, very good. Brilliant. I've got a couple of suggestions for you guys.
Okay.
I think, Ari, you'd be good on House Hunters International.
House Hunters?
Yeah, this is where they, like, for people that are moving overseas, right, yeah. You say, for example, you've got yourself, you know, a marketing job at an advertising agency in Italy, I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
And they take you from house to house of places you can rent while you live there.
Brilliant.
Because I can see you moving overseas and, you know, getting some job there. And, oh, I like the two bedrooms because then my brother can come and visit. That's
Cremo
sort of
trying
thing.
To kick you
oh.
out by the sounds
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it sounds like it, yeah.
For you, Stephen, I'm nominating you for fatherhood. Now, do you know what this is?
No, and I don't want to take any more questions on
no,
this.
No, it's Snoop Dogg's short-run reality TV show where it basically went around and hung out with his family. And just to get you an introduction with Snoop Dogg, I want to get you on that show.
All right, I'm in for that.
Oh, God. I was like, is this something you need to tell us? But obviously not.
No,
obviously
no.
Not. All right, well, I'll wrap mine up with some nominations. I'm going to start with you, Crevo. I'm going to nominate you for The Amazing Race. Only because...
I thought about this.
Hang on, because... You're pretty worldly. You know how to travel and get around quite easily. You're always boasting about how, you know, oh, I do everything spontaneous like, and I go to all these fabulous places and just move around, and I'm totally fine. So
it'd
I reckon
be
it'd be quite
funny
good.
Watching you solve the clue first and yeah. then be the slowest runner as well. So I would overtake you yeah, after
I
that.
I am Newcastle's slowest runner.
Yes, but still, that would be quite entertaining. Stephen, for you, because. Well, you are the youngest of the team, but you're also the most creative, I feel, of the team.
Right, where's this going?
So I feel like, because you're also quite childish sometimes, you could be a champion at Lego Masters. So you can go and create or use your little blocks and all your little tools and play toys and whatever.
Yeah, Lego's
easy.
Good
use.
Yeah, I'd win that, no worries. Bosh.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I often like to see life as a journey of the many wins and many losses.
Well, this is very profound.
Like little things that happen in your life day to day that can make or break your day.
Yeah. That's true.
Yesterday, Siobhan and I headed to Spotlight in Bennett's Green, the one near BP there.
God, yeah. You're there a lot.
We are there a fair bit.
Is your local?
What's it like being a 50-year-old woman?
That'll do ya. I've made my rivalry with Spotlight very public.
Yes, you have. Are you taking Chardonnays when you go shop there now? Just sit on a camping chair. It's like, yeah.
All right, this is about the pot shots that you can throw.
Life is about the little pot shots that you can throw.
My issue with Spotlight normally is that while there seems to be no people in there, there's always a massive, massive queue.
Yeah.
We walked in yesterday and it would have been about, I don't know, midday on a Wednesday. And the line was around the corner. It was snaking for the checkouts. I went, oh, this is a disaster. We went and picked up some yarn for some of Siobhan's projects. Came back to the checkout. Walked straight through. Only ones there.
What?
Did not have to wait for a single second.
Okay, so what secret time is this again?
Oh, I know. I won't divulge the exact minute.
Midday.
Are you kidding? You get something like that. You don't just let it go.
I tried.
Mini win in life. Made my day. You wouldn't believe it.
Here's a bit of very exciting news, right? Okay. So a local dancer from Newcastle has dreamed of this their whole life. Oh. Is going to be a star in Moulin Rouge in Paris.
Oh, God, what a gig that would be.
Isn't this extraordinary? Jasmine Bard has always wanted to do this and then off to Paris to become a star there.
Amazing. One of our own.
Yeah, one of our very own, which is just fantastic.
Could have been you, Ari.
I know. I'm so jealous.
Tried that little bit harder in dancing.
Yeah, sure. I could have been a professional dancer.
Well, it wasn't for your knees, you know. That's what I say anyway.
My knees are still brilliant. Thank you so
about
much.
About my basketball career. You know, yeah. If it wasn't for me knees, I would have made it.
Is that what you always say?
Yeah, of course.
NBA scout, yeah.
That's the thing. Now, how about this? Around the team, because this is obviously a childhood dream and then, you know, has actually made that their career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it got us talking about what job you wanted to do as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you got? Did you guys have any, like, dream jobs as a kid?
And we are so lucky. I am working my dream job, really.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
But when I was a little kid, and this is a bit rogue, what I wanted to be was one of those scuba divers who collect golf balls from, like, the lakes and stuff around golf courses.
Oh, God. What?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I enjoy bodies of water and I enjoy swimming. Yeah. I feel like I love scuba diving.
It's a bit of a treasure hunt.
But, like, there's no rips to worry about, no sharks to worry about. You're just kind of like you and the body of water and a couple of balls to go collect.
I don't get why it has to be, like, a golf course or, like, golf balls and stuff. Why couldn't you just be, like, a scuba diver instructor or something?
No, because, like I said, the
all the sharks and danger.
The ocean is a scary place. There's lots of different wildlife out there and unpredictability to it. Whereas, like, in a little golf course lake, you know you'd be fairly all right. So, I don't know, as a kid, I wanted to go collect golf balls.
What about you, Ari? Right. What did you want to do as a kid?
Okay, so kind of keeping in the same line as, you know, being on stage and stuff like that, all I wanted to be when I was younger was the next Hannah Montana. I wanted to be a pop star. Really, honestly. But it is safe to say, like, basically the only concert that I could sort of rock is, like, the Hamilton Hotel on a Friday night. Like, that's where my strength lies.
The station.
Lie
get there. Karaoke.
No singability.
There you go. So we had a singer. We had a scuba diver ball hunter.
Yeah.
For me, I wanted to be, and this is my own invention in my own head, a wallet man. So I'd give out to people wallets full of money, or, like, sell them or something.
Give out wallets full of money?
Yeah, so I'd have heaps of wallets full of money, and then I would give them to people or sell them to people. I don't know. This was just my plan as a kid. I was like, I like wallets full of money. How do I get into this business?
Not a job. That is not a job.
Unfortunately not. But as a kid, your imagination is free. Right?
True.
You're not constrained by all of the rules of society at that point.
I'll tell you what, we are part of, you know, we're living in a world now where so many people change careers and change parts of their job. It's not too late for you, Krebo.
Wallet
man could still be in your future.
Well, so could hunting for balls, Stephen. That
is true.
All right, this is what we wanted to do. 4967-4105. What dream job did you have as a kid, or maybe your kids have told you they want to do? The more sort of ridiculous and outrageous, the better.
All right, let's go to Callum in Spears Point. Good morning, Callum. What did you want to do when you were a kid?
Hey, I wanted to join the army.
Did you? Wow. A very noble profession.
What did you end up doing instead?
Well, I got kicked out of the army training course for stealing chicken.
Wow, not so noble in the end.
You changed that so quickly.
He's
right?
Thrown to a bachelor's handbag.
Yeah, he certainly is. Hillary's next from Cardiff. What was your dream job as a kid?
Either hairdressing or childcare. So since 1986, I've been doing childcare.
Yeah.
So you're living your dream.
I am. But I finished that up 2 years ago and started support work. Which is similar but different, and I love it as well.
Oh, that's good.
Excellent story. Love that.
I love it when people find their dream career. You know, that is really nice.
Yes.
Wrapping it up in Killingworth, Courtney, what did you want to do when you were a kid?
So this is not me. It's actually my daughter. Similar to the last one, but with a little bit of a spin.
Okay.
She wants to be a doctor hairdresser, and we role play this every night. So she gets practice her doctor hairdressing skills.
So what does it, like, does she come in with a, like, does someone come in with a sick haircut, one that's perhaps not very good, and she fixes that, or, like, what's his career in town?
So she'll wear her stethoscope and she gives you band-aids, but she also puts clips in your hair and you get a necklace, and it's like a full beauty treatment. And, like, hair and doctoring, it's all wrapped up in one neat little 3-year-old package.
I tell you what, Courtney, I think she's onto something here. Maybe, like, a future combination industry, because you get fixed up, you feel good, you feel better, and you look better.
It's like Costco, isn't it? Like, everything's there all in one stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
I love playing doctor hairdressers every night. She suggested, and I'll be like, yes, I will be your patient. I will be your client for sure.
Oh, well, take her off to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, eh? We'll send your family pass, Courtney.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. So love it.
There you go. Maybe you can add vets to that as well.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So if you're just joining us, I did mention a bit earlier in the show that I took Scott the Chippy from Pell to Gregson Park to learn how to kick a footy.
Nice.
And he was actually fairly impressive for his first runabout.
Okay. What was the furthest he kicked it?
Oh, I don't know. We're not measuring. But he could comfortably, comfortably
not what I
kick.
Heard.
No, he could comfortably kick, I don't know, like probably 30 metres fairly accurately.
Oh, that's good.
That's heaps far.
Yeah, which is like very, I thought I was very impressed. But
okay. This 30's
is not,
long.
This is not what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
What I did want to say was when we rocked up to Gregson Park, there was a few people there, I think working for the council, who were doing garden maintenance. Okay. So they had like a lawnmower out, they had a couple leaf blowers and stuff like that. Chippy and I just parked ourselves in the middle of the park. We're like, oh, well, I guess they can work around us.
Oh, of course.
We were those guys.
Classic Gen Zers, isn't it?
I know, I think that they own the place.
But do you reckon that's fine? It's a public park and we're there to use the park facilities.
Nah, if you see any kind of maintenance people like that, you got to go to another park.
I agree.
Do you guys actually reckon?
Yeah, you just saw, it's very selfish, Stephen.
Don't make the maintenance people cranky, honestly. They'll fire up. Trust me, I've had it before.
Okay, well, they didn't fire up at me,
oh,
so...
Oh, well, okay, it must be because I'm a woman and you're a man. But...
Oh, here we go.
I'm kidding. Now, one of the best things has just been announced this week, and I cannot wait to rush to the store to be able to buy it and wear it and flaunt it. It's going to be fantastic. So one of our staple stores, not only in the region, but of course around, across the country, Aldi. Everyone loves a bit of Aldi, right?
Good. Different.
Thank you very much. Has just announced their move into the world of fashion. This week, they've announced that they're releasing their own clothing line of streetwear.
I've seen this. Why does it look good?
I know.
They have no right. Cool. Now, I was on an island. I'm glad you agree, Ari, because I was on an island yesterday at the dinner table when we were discussing this. Everyone was like, oh, they look so corny and tacky.
No way.
I was like, man, I actually would cop, I think. Like, they got slides there for like $8 or something. It's about they're like fashion line.
But look, they've got like pants, they've got jumpers, they've got
matching tracksuits, bucket hats. They've got the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
someone's
great
designed it well, right?
They have. Obviously, it has like the big A for Aldi on it as well, so it's all branded and whatever.
A for Ari as well, if you were wearing it.
It could be. That might be also another reason why I'll be wearing it. But it also got me thinking about what other places should release its own merchandise. And I think around the team, we should probably give our suggestions locally or internationally. Doesn't matter.
Let's do it locally.
I'll start the ball rolling here.
Sure.
So my suggestion now for all of my locals, everyone, we've all been here at least once in our lives from Newcastle and Hunter. The Head and Greeter drive-in, right?
Yeah.
It's been around since the 50s. Everyone has gone there. It is a staple.
Still kicking about. They've shut that down for about 5 years, I think.
Still open two nights a week, I believe.
Right, okay.
Anyway, so I'm thinking we should get like merchandise for Head and Greeter drive-in. Like blankets, for example. Everybody needs a blanket when you're like cooped up in the car watching a movie, whatever. They should have blankets with like the, not the logos, but like pictures of like those dancing hot dogs and ice creams that like they play.
Yeah, that is fun. I like that.
Yeah.
You could get a merch line out of those little characters.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. Or maybe like a Happy Meal toy. So like when you're going up to the kiosk and the bar and stuff, they're getting your popcorn and whatever, you could get like, the plastic versions of like those dancing hot dogs and whatever. That's so cool. I reckon that's a great merchandise item for Head and Greeter Drive-In.
There we go.
I do think that's a great one. The first one that sprung to mind was Charlie the Chook shirts. But we've already kind of got a little caricature thing with the Head and Greeter Drive-Ins. So something that is all the rage is clothes with holes in them. Right?
Yeah.
Like, ripped jeans or like ripped shirts and stuff like that. Something else that also has lots of holes in it is the roof of the Newcastle Basketball Stadium.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking we could have Newcastle Basketball Stadium inspired ripped jeans.
I love that. You know what? It's funny you mention that, Basketball Stadium's holy roof, if you will. I thought they could do some kitchenware, including a Newcastle Basketball Stadium colander. The roof actually leaks like a sieve.
They have copped it, haven't they?
Yeah, they certainly have.
Fix the roof.
Hurry up and fix the roof and you'll stop getting jokes. I also thought one of the icons around Hamilton, especially Beaumont Street, is the Tambourine Man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Could we get some Tambourine Man, like, hoodies or something going? Because I think that'd be a, you know, a good shout. Another one that I thought of is, you guys have heard of, like, the Your Newcastle campaign? There's sort of podcasts and stuff around that, you know. And it's on the website, the City of Newcastle website. I thought we could do, like, Your Bogey Hole. So, like, show us your bogey hole and have that as a big T-shirt.
God.
Oh, that could be quite a fun one.
That could be quite misconstrued as well.
You'd be rocking that shirt, would you, Greta?
Yeah, show us your bogey hole. $20.
Can't wait to see it.
New FM. De Novo's.
Just a fun, quick story here of Dapper Don. Now, he's sort of a silver fox type character.
Ooh. Is he quite dapper looking, is he?
George Clooney-like.
Yeah, he's quite dapper looking.
Dapper by name, dapper by nature.
However, that's the fun bit of the story. Now comes the negative bit.
Oh.
He was in charge of a drug cartel.
Okay. Sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah. Could have led with that before I made all the jokes.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd walk into that trap and I'd enjoy it. He's still on the run at the moment. And there's a $5 million reward if you submit tips that lead to his capture. So they are really hunting for him, the US government specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very, very elusive. So they've had like almost no information as to where he's been for years now.
Likened to Houdini, the Mayfield bunny that keeps escaping.
Similar in many ways.
Yes.
Obviously, he's been very elusive. No information as to where he was. Until a couple of years ago when he got a taste for leaving Google reviews. Now, he did use different names, but there were subtle clues that it was Dapper Don himself, including, and this is an absolute classic of a boomer mistake when taking photos, he got himself in the reflection.
Oh, no. Brilliant. Like when they're selling mirrors and stuff on Facebook Marketplace. That is a favourite pastime of mine.
Don't be in the nude when you're taking photos of mirrors you're selling on Facebook Marketplace. Dapper Don, what are you doing? Don't be catching yourself in the reflection of the glass when you're taking a photo of a steak you've eaten at a reasonably priced restaurant.
If that's the way that his downfall comes about, you'd be so embarrassed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, apparently he just, you know how some people, they like to get the points or whatever of leaving reviews?
Yeah.
He's got himself 10,000 points. Really? And is a level 7 guide. He's left over 1,100 photos, including 4 videos.
Oh, what an idiot.
This is going to be what ends him. This love of getting the little points from Google reviews.
If you're trying to fly underneath the radar, that is not how you do it.
That is a top tip from Ari.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage. New FM's best seats in the house.
So every time the Jets play at home, we have the honour of giving a local, I guess, family or group of friends the best seats in the house.
Yes.
It's one of the major perks, isn't it? Like, we don't just say we're localised. We are localised. And we get to do fun stuff like this involved with the Jets. I'm so jealous. I wish I could get to sit there with a couple of my mates. Just live up the game. I don't know. It'd be wonderful. This week, big game as well.
Yeah.
We're versing people down the M1. Sydney. Oh. Sydney FC. Grudge match, if you don't mind.
Now, Ari, you would have seen a few games against Sydney in your day.
Oh, absolutely. We need the takeaway with this win. We really do.
Well, should we meet the Novocastrians who have potentially won themselves best seats in the house at this week's game?
It is Christopher from Wood Rising. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you a bit of a Jets fan, you and your family?
Yeah, more my son. He loves soccer and loves the Jets, doesn't he?
What's your son's name?
Jared.
Jared. Is Jared there with you?
Yes.
Oh, Jared. Morning. Hi, Jared. How's things?
Good morning.
Do you play yourself, mate?
Yeah, I play for local Coruscant.
There you go.
Nice. What's your position, Jared?
Centre middle striker.
Oh, attacking role. I love that.
Kick goals. That's the best bit. Well, congratulations, guys. What we're going to do is send you off to this Sunday's game against Sydney FC in the best seats in the house. So you'll be pitch side there, right next to the players. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so good.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, guys. And it's so easy to be a local winner here on New FM. Just, if you want to keep up with all the competitions, newfm.com.au is the place to go. There's even a convenient win tab there.
Yeah, you just click on that. All the info's
and
there.
See what you can win. And you can register there to, I guess, get yourself the best seats in the house.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, I want to set the scene for the two of you. Imagine you're at the Little Hill on Bar Beach, right? Oh. Maybe you've packed yourself there. A picnic, or you've got a couple of pizzas. You're down there enjoying the sunset.
Lovely.
And you think, what a beautiful sight. Mm. I'm going to turn and take a photo.
Okay.
So with your camera, you turn around to the sun, you start snapping some pictures, and while your back's turned, a cheeky seagull swoops in and nicks your food. How are you feeling?
Shoot it.
Whoa, whoa. Bang. That's our Australian wildlife, Ari. You can't
seagulls don't count.
Do that.
They don't count.
They don't count.
Well, it seems though the general consensus is we would be annoyed. Yeah. Is what I'm gauging from our reactions.
At a minimum, yeah. I would feel at least mildly annoyed.
You're being robbed. Well, robbed of your food.
Rather than annoyed, scientists say we should be impressed by the intelligence and charisma of the thieving birds. Are you kidding?
Are we calling birds charismatic now? Mischievous.
What's
a kookaburra come in with like a leather jacket and some Ray-Bans, you know, wayfarers and go, hey, I am charismatic.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? And like even the intelligent call is a stretch, isn't it? Like they are opportunistic
at
scavengers,
best.
Aren't yeah, they? Yeah. Really. Like it doesn't, you don't have to be that smart to see unguarded food and go eat unguarded food.
Yeah, do that at home all the time.
Anyway, they go on to say that
the seagull of Cameron Park.
Yeah, that's it.
They reckon the seagulls are becoming more wily in their hunt for food. This is the quote from these scientists as they're being pushed to live alongside humans. I just feel like it is such a quote from someone who has never been outside and enjoyed sunshine. Such a nerdy scientist. Oh, they're actually quite intelligent. No, they are not. Go outside. Go breathe a bit of fresh air.
Yeah, like chickens have some of the smallest brains in the world. And, you know, just because they steal food from another bird or something doesn't mean they're intelligent. It just means they're, like you said, opportunistic.
To prove the point of how, I guess, nerdy the people behind this research are, honestly, we should be delegating these funds somewhere else. Professor Paul Graham of the University of Sussex is the lead researcher on this.
Okay.
Wait. Did you say from Sussex? That's not even in Australia. What do they know about seagulls?
Well, he's been asked how he would feel if a seagull nicked his food.
Right.
And his response is, and this is the nerdiest thing you could ever think of, seagulls aren't actually a species. There are over 50 types of gulls we mistakenly refer to as seagulls. That hasn't answered the question all you know.
That has not. No. He's like a politician, always evading the question.
Oh, big nerds. Anyway, me versus scientists continue. I just think, well, who is funding this? Who is giving them the money to do this research?
Our taxpayer dollars is where that comes from. I can tell you that much for free.
It needs to go somewhere else now.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Hey, that is us mostly done for the day. We've got, do we have any housekeeping? No, we're all good, aren't we?
I think we're fairly up to date. What I would say, though, is don't forget New FM's Trivia Temptation plays right throughout
the
day.
That is important. Money. Fill up your wallet.
Yep.
Exactly.
Money. With money.
Filling up your wallet with money is you know, what you could be in for.
Yeah.
Of course, your first chance to play today will be with Scott Chibby for Pell for your work day, and then Joel's got you for your 100% live and local drive home. Mm. More questions you answer right, the more money you win. You get one wrong, though, you lose it all.
$50 a pop, though. That's pretty good.
That is good, and it's only for locals as well. Mm-hmm. So only local winners here at New FM. That's us done. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you and leave you.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.